This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest that was on my show back in April of 2018. We're talking no other than Arizona Silver Exploration Company. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AZASF. They also trade up on the TSX up there in Canada under the ticker symbol AZS. And with us today is the CEO and president. We're very lucky and fortunate to have him, Mr. Greg Hahn. Greg, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Everett, for having me.
You know, it's been a little while since you've been on the show, so I've gotten a lot of new listeners since then. Do me a favor, give me a little bit of a backstory, maybe about yourself and your company, and then I want to get into the Q&A.
Well, myself, I've been in the business of mining and exploration for 40 years. Started out here in Arizona back in the early to mid-70s, and then traveled all around the country working on exploration projects and mine development projects. In the course of that career, I've built three mines here in the United States and moved back to Arizona 4 years ago with the idea of focusing an exploration company on opportunities in Arizona. That's where Arizona Silver comes in. We initiated the company about 3 years ago, went public on the Canadian Vancouver Exchange or Ventures Exchange in November of 2016. And started out with the Ramsey Silver Project, which we have drilled successfully in the time period since then, and have since acquired two new properties, which I'm hoping to tell you about today.
Well, you know, let's talk about that. Recently, you made a new acquisition on a gold and silver property in northwestern Arizona in the Mojave County district. Why that place, and what is that going to do for your company?
Well, we figured we needed a little more gold exposure within the company of Arizona Silver, and northwestern Arizona is actually the focal point of gold production within the state of Arizona. There have been over 2 million ounces of gold produced up in the northwest corner since the turn of the 18th century. And there are two operating mines active in northwest Arizona currently. So I have been researching exploration opportunities up there for a number of years, and this one has always caught my attention. I've recently been able to negotiate a good lease option to purchase agreement on a property that was a historic producer back in the early part of the 20th century. It was shut down during World War II, as were all precious metal mines in the country. And the unique thing about this mine was that it was actually producing water despite being in northwest Arizona. It was producing water so that when it was shut down, it flooded. And when World War II ended, most other mines were reopened because they were dry, but this one had flooded to about the 100 level, which is 100 feet below the surface, and it was never reopened. So there's an opportunity that's been lingering there for the last almost 70 years without any exploration, modern method exploration being applied to it, and we saw that as a real opportunity. So that's why we acquired that piece of property.
Last year, you guys acquired another piece of property in southeastern Arizona called the Sycamore Canyon Silver Gold Property. Can you bring us up to speed on that project?
Yes, we signed a lease with option to purchase agreement on that back in March of 2018. And over the course of the first 3 months following the signing of the lease, we did an extensive ground geologic, geochemical, and geophysical survey over the property. To date, we've sampled over 100 rock chip samples from surface exposures that carry values up to 30 grams per ton gold, which is almost an ounce per ton gold, and up to 550 grams per ton silver, which is like 15 ounces per ton silver. So it's a very high-grade system that's sticking out of the ground, and one of the intriguing aspects of that property, much like the one we just acquired in northwest Arizona, is it has never been drilled. Here's a deposit that are a target that's 600 meters long, goes undercover. The geophysics shows that it continues undercover, but we can't sample it undercover. And it contains those sorts of values at the surface. In Nevada, this would have holes penetrated through it like Swiss cheese. But because it's in Arizona, it's overlooked by a lot of exploration companies. And so we see that as our opportunity to acquire these properties, test them, and hopefully make some significant discoveries on them.
My guest today is Arizona Silver Exploration. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AZASF. You can find them on the TSX under the ticker symbol AZS. You know, finding all these different properties and leasing them and everything, one of the difficulty things for companies that are in the mining business, it takes a long time for fruition to come to pass. What are you guys doing in monetizing and bringing new money into the projects where you're kind of not diluting the whole project?
Well, we do our financings in relatively small tranches. We've done two in the last 6 months, each for about $250,000, and management has stepped up for about half of that financing. So we put our money where our expectations and our mouth is, and we encourage others who are in the company to follow suit, and we continue to try to bring in other shareholders as well. So we don't go out and raise a lot of money at once and then spend it recklessly. We raise a little bit of money and advance the projects along the lines of what we are advertising, and with success, we demonstrate that success and then go out and raise another tranche of money. Our goal is not to become a mining company. We're an exploration company, and that's why it says exploration in our name. Our goal is to make a discovery, advance it to a point where a mining company wants to advance it further, and then vend it to them or sell it to them.
Greg, while I got you on the line here, can you give me an update report on the Ramsey Silver Project outside the Cortex site of Arizona?
Sure. Well, Ramsey has been our initial horse out of the gate. We drilled about 20 holes out there so far. Most of those have hit a low-grade envelope of silver in the range of 1 to 3 ounces per ton around an old high-grade vein. It's about 30 meters thick or 100 feet thick, and it continues beyond the limit of our drilling. So our expectation is we'll continue to drill that as funds become available. But it doesn't have gold in it, and that's where we felt we needed to add two properties to our portfolio that had gold in them.
So what is Arizona Silver focusing on silver and gold exploration in Arizona? So you think prices are going to stabilize here, go up, go down? Maybe you can give me some kind of forecast of your thoughts.
Well, prices for both gold and silver have risen appreciably in the last month or two.
Yes.
And the I'm not a forecaster of metal prices, but others are, and I read others' prognostications, as you said. And the expectation is for gold and silver to continue to go up through the course of this year. So as gold and silver rises, generally the equities which hold gold and silver properties in their portfolio rise with the rising silver prices. In fact, there's a tenet in the junior investment community that if gold and silver prices go up, the value of the junior share prices go up even higher. So that's the expectation, is that as silver and gold prices go up, market appetite will increase. The market will look for good stories to invest in, and we hope that they identify Arizona Silver as one of those.
Greg, in closing, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, I think in times like this, there are very few pure exploration companies where one can make a world-class discovery, and that's what we are offering shareholders, and that's what we put our money into the company for, is we believe we can make some significant discoveries and create some considerable value in doing that.
For my listeners, if you're looking to get into the mining business, look no further than Arizona Silver Exploration. You can find them on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol AZASF. You can find them on the TSX Venture up in Canada under the ticker symbol AZS. Greg, I want to thank you for stopping by, coming on the show today. It was a great pleasure to have you on here. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.